Sportscast, the big show, NFL 2022 preview show, where we'll be previewing this season, the 2022-23 season. And first, if you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. And of course, you can listen to us on our online digital radio. And you can listen to us on the sportscast.net and also on our Twitter, the sportscast1. And also you could also get our app, the sportscast, on for iOS. I've been able to get the iOS going. I mean, the Android version going, but hopefully soon. It's a lot of time to get these apps going. But anyways, we got a big show tonight. First, starting off, Kevin Tyree, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you for having me.
Kevin, I think we have you almost every year.
Yeah.
To preview the season, don't we?
Yeah. For the last, I think the last 2-3 years now. Yeah.
And you always say yes. You've always opened up your schedule for us.
Oh yeah, definitely, man.
It's
a good platform. I love some sports, man. I'm ready, man. I've been chomping at the bit. I'm trying not to get too excited, you know, for the game on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, first game is tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm ready for that one.
So what are you looking forward towards this season?
You know, I'm a diehard Dolphin fan, man. I'm looking for us to prove the naysayers wrong.
You know, this season, this offseason, the Finns have done a lot of changes. Obviously, they bought in the biggest sign has been Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
And of course, we got Mostert from San Francisco. Uh-huh. And we improved our O line.
Yeah. Armstead. What's his name was? The left tackle they brought in?
Yes, it's Armstead, I believe.
Armstead. Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking this team. I mean, I have been hearing some pundits saying that we could challenge for an AFC East. Like we can win the AFC East. I mean,
well, we're gonna see week three. Ooh. Week three, they play Buffalo. So
yes,
that's gonna be the measuring stick.
Yeah, which Buffalo is technically the default winner for the AFC East, the favorites to win by far. Yes. But yes. I'm not. I mean, I honestly don't think the Patriots are all there, to be honest. The Jets, not really, because Zach Wilson won't be back till week four. That was announced today.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the Jets are out of the line. But I think the Dolphins and the Bills are definitely going to be that contention. But we'll see what happens. Anyways, join us, Alan West from the Northern Virginia area. Welcome to the big show.
Evening.
Hey, what's up, Alan?
He's a Commanders fan, optimistic. And then we got Joe Toscano, Steelers, which they named Trubisky the starting quarterback and captain.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be Mitch until it's not.
Gotta give him his confidence, man.
Exactly. Confidence. Yeah. Well, I asked Kevin, what's his expectation for the season before we start? Alan, what are your expectations? What are you looking forward towards this NFL season?
I'm hoping for a good season, and, well, I'd like my Commanders to do well, but being a realistic football fan, I'm hoping that they get 5 or 6 wins this year just because I think that the NFC East is going to be better than it's been the past few years.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see who's going to be the MVP, and then come playoff time, I'm curious to see which teams are going to get the wild card, because normally it's been more toward the AFC the past few years, but with St. Louis winning it all last year, I think it's going to be more even matched. So I'm curious to see what happens.
NFC East, always optimistic there. Joe, what is your expectations for this season? Overall, not specifically with the Steelers, but overall.
Overall, I think it's going to be the same as usual, which is expect the unexpected. The only thing that's predictable is that it's going to be unpredictable. And all of these predictions that we're making probably won't mean a whole lot because there's going to be so much craziness going on. And right. It's going to be so much fun. And I'm so happy that football is back.
I know, right?
Football's back tomorrow. The first game, the Bills at the Rams at SoFi Stadium. Not a bad start. So Kevin and I started with the AFC East, which is what I wanted to start first. Kevin and I concluded it's going to be between the Bills and the Dolphins. Is that your conclusion? Is that your final conclusion, Kevin Tyree?
You know, I'm a diehard Dolphin fan, so I'm riding my Dolphins, man.
Joe, back at you. AFC East, Bills, Miami, Patriots, and Jets. Your thoughts on this division, and who do you think will finish up top?
I think this is all Bills. I think they're the best team in the AFC. Patriots, I think, are not going to be good. The Jets are always suck, and they're going to suck this year. Dolphins are really interesting. They could be good. They could be bad. They could be anywhere in between.
Yeah.
Who knows? All I know is it is a referendum on Tua.
Yeah, it is.
Tua has zero excuses. You got all the tools. You got all the weapons there. If that offense fails, it is all on him. And I don't know if he's good enough.
It is the referendum of Tua. It's kind of a do or die season. Alan West, do you agree? And what are your thoughts over the AFC East?
I think Joe hit most of the points on the heads as to Kevin. It will definitely be a put up or shut up year for Tua because how he had complained before he didn't have a good receiver. Now you've got Tyreek Hill coming from the Chiefs in his prime, and because of how he's a known speedster in the NFL, seeing how they go there. The Patriots, even though it is the Bills, they are the team to beat. I'm curious about the Patriots because this is going to be Mac Jones's second or third year, and you can tell that Belichick really likes how he's been molding him as a quarterback. So the question is seeing how the system's working for him, just in case maybe this is, regrettably, almost like a Brady 2.0, just because how when Belichick finds his quarterback or who he thinks is his quarterback, when he does the work to train him and show him how to do things. I'm curious to see how they are. I mean, I don't think come playoff time it's going to make a whole lot of difference, but we'll see.
We'll see what happens. We'll stick with Allen. AFC West, Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers, and Raiders. The toughest division. People are looking forward to it. Of course, Russell Wilson moved to Denver. And, of course, Chiefs are without Tyreek Hill, so might even the playing field. Raiders got Devontae Adams. And, of course, Chargers got one of your favorite quarterbacks, Justin Herbert. Your thoughts on the AFC West, Alan?
That is going to be a very tough division this year because, like you said, Herbert, this is going to be his year to really shine as a quarterback and just see how the Chargers are going to do offensively and defensively. The Broncos, yes, they did get Russell Wilson. So the question is, will they have enough of the other players on offense and defense to make a difference? I'm still up in the air for the whole division, though, because unlike how was the AFC East, this division, I feel that there literally is every team that could make it. But, I mean, the Chiefs, even though they lost Hill, they still have plenty of weapons at their disposal. And, I mean, they were in the Super Bowl, two of the last 3 years still. So, I mean, there's not going to be a whole lot of drop-off there. And the Raiders, now that David Carr's back has his old wide receiver from college, I'm curious to see how explosive that connection is going to be with him. And then also you have Waller at tight end. But it's just going to be how the defenses are going to look and who's going to survive and advance in that division. I guess is basically the best way I can put it for what I'm going to see.
Good points. But who will win it? Who will be up top in by the start of January?
I'm going to say the Chiefs, but I think that it's going to be a tie between them and then it's going to be literally the Broncos, Chargers next, and I hate to say it, the Raiders. I think that that's going to be them more toward the bottom of the division.
Joe Toscano, your thoughts on the AFC West and who wins it?
It's fascinating. You can make a case for any team in that division. I think it's really interesting that scheduling wise, the AFC West has a pretty tough schedule because all the AFC West teams play all the NFC West teams, which are, there's a lot of good teams there. So not only are they going to beat up themselves, then they're going to beat up they're going to have a hard schedule. So I think the Chiefs are the most consistent. You know, they lost Tyreek Hill, but we'll see. I mean, you got Mahomes, which is arguably the best quarterback in the league. So I think they'll be okay. I think they'll figure out. It actually might benefit them because they might spread out the ball a little bit. The Broncos are fascinating. They, you know, I've always said in the past couple of years, they were a quarterback away from being a Super Bowl contender. Well, now they got their quarterback. So how Russell Wilson is going to do with that team that was pretty good, it's going to be very interesting. He's definitely going to elevate them. Don't know how much. The Chargers are fascinating. They're supposed to be so much better than last year. I'm not buying it. They could be really good. They could be okay. So we'll see. And then the Raiders, yeah, getting Devontae Adams is nice, but what else do you got? So I think the Raiders, you know, in a very tough division might be last.
You got Walker. So you say the Chiefs are still winning it.
Yes.
Okay. Kevin, your turn, AFC West, your thoughts, and who's going to win it there?
Taking the Chiefs because of Mahomes. And it's like Brady. Some years he didn't even have a receiver, and he still will win 16 games, you know, because of him. So I'm taking the Chiefs win that division.
The Chiefs, pretty easy say there, comfortable prediction. Let's stay with Kevin. AFC North, Ravens. Obviously, Lamar Jackson still negotiating his contract. He says he's giving them till Friday to. Analyze it. I've been hearing numbers up to what Kyler Murray might get. The Bengals, you know, have a better O-line. Joe Burrow and Chase still young, still hungry. The Browns in disarray. Let's be honest. Deshaun Watson comes until week 7, and they got Jacoby Brissett. And then you got the Steelers, which I'll be looking forward to what Joe says. Their offense might improve now with the new quarterback, Trubisky. So, Kevin, what are your thoughts on over the AFC North?
I'll take Cincinnati. They got a complete team. Then they got Burrow. And they got what's that wide receiver name? Number one?
Chase.
Yeah.
Lamar Chase.
He's a beast. So, yeah, I'm taking Cincinnati.
He's the crowd favorite, AFC North. That is a very wise decision. That they went to the Super Bowl last year, but they did not. Were not able to beat the LA Rams. Joe Toscano, man of the hour with the Steelers, new quarterback. A lot of people have been talking crap about, you know, Big Ben. Did not have these good last two seasons. Now the offense will be better no matter who the quarterback is: Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, or Pickett. Your thoughts over the AFC North.
That is the talk. Anytime you mention the Steelers or you're talking about, you know, fantasy football or anything like that, somebody has to throw a shot at Ben Roethlisberger. It's like, well, oh yeah, well, you had to play with Ben Roethlisberger, who is, you know, one foot in the grave and stuff like that. Like, okay, we get it. He was old. But yeah, it is going to be different. It's going to be a different offense because no matter who is in there, if it's Mitchell Trubisky or Kenny Pickett or even Mason Rudolph, they're more mobile. So that is going to help. The offense was very limited because of Ben, but it was also limited because their offensive line was so horrible. And unfortunately, it looks like that offensive line is horrible again, which is, I think, going to almost torpedo the whole season. Their offense, at least at first, is going to be bad because there's there's a lot to learn. There's a lot of new pieces, a lot of new faces, basically a new system. But if you have a lousy offensive line, you aren't doing anything. So I as far as a prediction on the Steelers, maybe 8 or 9 wins, maybe they sneak into the playoffs.
Wow.
Yeah. The Browns are an absolute dumpster fire. My goodness. This whole Deshaun Watson thing basically torpedoed this season. Jacoby Brissett is a joke. They should have traded for Jimmy G. If they traded for Jimmy G, they would have had a shot this season. But, you know, this whole situation with Deshaun Watson coming back, when he comes back, he'll miss like 700 days of football. How are you supposed to step in right away and you know, fire on all cylinders when you miss that much time? Yeah, they're screwed this season. So Browns will definitely be last. Ravens, I think, are going to dominate. They almost made the playoffs last year when they had crazy number of injuries. Almost the entire team was, I don't know. I think some weeks they weren't able to field a team almost. They almost had to bring in like the peanut vendor and stuff like that to play out positions. But you know, that's not going to happen this year. They're going to be healthier. And as we mentioned, Lamar Jackson playing for a contract. They better hurry up and sign him to a contract. I don't know what they're thinking. Like, just give him the money. I don't care. We know what top quarterbacks make. He's a top quarterback. Give him the money. I don't know what you're doing, Raven. So if they don't sign him, I guess the deadline is in a day or two or whatever.
Friday, yeah.
If they don't sign him, then that could be a distraction, but that actually could benefit him short term because he's going to play for a contract and he's going to ball out even more than he has before. So I think the Ravens are going to dominate. The Bengals are another team that is fascinating. On paper, they look better. But you got Super Bowl hangover to worry about. They're not sneaking up on anybody. They're not the lovable losers anymore. They are everybody's gunning for them. Let's see how you handle that. The other thing is Joe Burrow burst his appendix. That is a huge thing. He really hasn't practiced at all in the past few months. That can't help, at least in the short term. So I just have a feeling the Bengals might be in for a Super Bowl hangover and maybe not do so well. Maybe 9 wins, something like that. Maybe they sneak into the playoffs, but I think this is the Ravens division.
Ravens division. Joe calls it unashamed. Alan West, you're near that Baltimore area. Your thoughts over this controversial division, I would say, AFC North.
Well, I would like to see if the contract situation is involved, just because Lamar, other than win a Super Bowl, what hasn't he won is the question.
You mean right MVP's now. Won?
Yeah, we already won an MVP. So, I mean, that's something that should just enhance his value, because the last time the Ravens had a quarterback in this situation was Joe Flacco. And
he's starting for the Jets this weekend.
Yep. But the thing for Flacco is when he was in this situation, all he did was win the Super Bowl. Then they had to pay him the money, which in the end kind of torpedoed the Ravens for a few years. But I don't think it's going to be that type of situation with how Lamar is, because Lamar, even though he wants the contract, he's always been more of a team first player. Because, I mean, during this offseason when he wanted his contract, he could have held out, but instead he's been there playing. He's been there trying to help the team get better as a team and focus on the team doing well, which watching that contract situation, that's something that you can appreciate watching from a different situation. And Joe, when you were talking about how Joe Burrow, we're going to see how he is this year, I'm almost wondering, for like the burst appendix, how that could be like for Steve McNair when he was with the Titans, how half the times he wouldn't even practice during the week, and yet come game day, he would always be ready to play. And 9 times out of 10, they would usually win the games, even though he wouldn't be able to practice. So I'm curious to see how that goes. I mean, the Bengals are definitely going to be a team to beat this year. And for the Steelers, rest in peace, Dwayne Haskins, first of all, because unfortunately, since he was not alive right now, he would have been the fourth quarterback there, and it would have been an even more crowded room. And I really would have been curious to see how he would have done, because I really think that the Steelers system would have benefited him more. And I think that with him being a quarterback, just how he was, I really wanted to see how he was going to be there, because it looked like Tom would have had him kind of have the inside route for him being the starter there. But, I mean, it is what it is. I still think that if you had to choose a team that's going to be the top, it probably will be the Bengals. The Steelers, though, Mike Tomlin's going to keep his non-losing streak for the year. The Browns are just screwed, I'm sorry, because, well, as much as we want them to do better, they have not been known to make choices that have made the team a winner. They've been choices to make a team just survive and hope to get 4 or 5 wins usually. So
there you have it. So your pick for the North is?
I'm going to pick the Bengals. I still think that the Ravens or Steelers are going to be right there, but until the Bengals are knocked out of the playoffs or something happens, they're going to be my team to beat right now.
Bengals is a 2-1 favorite so far in this big show. The south of the AFC got the Houston Texans, which is going to be running through 2 running backs. The Colts got Matt Ryan. Should be exciting with JT, Jonathan Taylor. The Jaguars, a big question mark on Trevor Lawrence. Will he have a better season? And then Tennessee, where we'll see Ryan Tannehill with no A.J. Brown, but he does have Robert Woods. Kevin, your turn. What's your prediction in this division?
Which division we in again? I'm sorry. I was looking at
South. The AFC South. Texans, Colts, Jaguars, and Titans.
I'm taking the Colts because they have a strong running game. And I think Matt Ryan, he's about washed up, man. But I think that running game will carry him. It'll carry
him. Yes, Jonathan Taylor, that's not a bad teammate to have in these moments. Yeah. But Matt Ryan can throw. He stays in the dome. Yeah. Joe, your thoughts on this division? It could be anyone, or is it a clear favorite?
It's a clear favorite, maybe, but I totally agree with Kevin. Matt Ryan is washed up, and I think he is. He's basically what Ben Roethlisberger was last year. But still, even so, I think the Colts are still going to win that division because the rest of the division kind of sucks. The Texans, they're a 5-6 win team every year until
they have Rex Burkhead.
Rex Burkhead, yeah, there you go. Rex Burkhead,
Tunsil.
In this case,
yeah, Laramie Tunsil.
I think so.
I think he's still there.
The Jaguars are really interesting. I think they're not there yet, but I think they're going to make big strides this season. I think Trevor Lawrence is the real deal. He had last year was a disaster because of Urban Meyer. So this year, I think he's a really good quarterback and he's going to make steps to be a better, be a better quarterback and put up good numbers. So I think the Jaguars are going to surprise some teams and win some games, maybe 7-8 games, something like that. The Titans, I think, are just on the way down. You lose AJ Brown, you got some injuries. Maybe Tannehill, it's time for him to go and put in Malik Willis. So I think the Titans are not going to have that great of a season. So by default, the Colts are going to win the division, but I don't think they're going to be that strong. But then again, when you have a strong running game, you win with a running game and defense, you're going to be all right. And just hope that Ryan is not too horrible.
And will the Colts beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville, Joe?
This time around. Wow, that game, that was a huge game that really changed the franchise. Yeah. I mean,
it got Wentz to Washington.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it really changed the entire team. They don't get Matt Ryan. They stick with Carson Wentz if it wasn't for that game. So, yeah, I don't know. Jacksonville is like a black hole or something, like the Bermuda Triangle. Is it a Bermuda Triangle near Jacksonville? Because I think some weird things happen when teams go play down there.
Yeah, it's a very hard, very tough place to play. Alan West, you're pretty optimistic about this division. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, when we talked about this a few weeks ago, I had picked the Colts as my dark horse to win the division. I mean, Matt Ryan, I really think that this, having a new change of scenery, I mean, I think it's going to go pretty well because I believe the Colts still have T.Y. Hilton, correct?
They do.
I mean,
actually, let me double check on that, but I'm sure he still has a place in Indianapolis.
He's been there, and so, I mean, you've got a big play receiver. You've also got Jonathan Taylor, who's going to do well. I mean, I think that he's going to have more tools than he had in Atlanta, and he's going to use them to his advantage. I mean, I would almost say that the wealth that he's going to have player-wise, teammate-wise, he's not used to it because, remember, last year Calvin Ridley got in trouble for what he got in trouble for, so that took away one of his biggest – receiving threats last year. So for him going to a new team, it's going to be a definite change. The one thing I'm wondering about for the Titans, I understand that they're not going to be considered the best team this division. I do understand that, but
they still have Derrick Henry.
Exactly. You've got one of the best running backs in football. And even when the offense at times wasn't good with Tannehill throwing passes, Derrick Henry still was the one who was keeping the teams in the game. He still was getting the tough yards. And honestly, I think they made the playoffs because of him, not Tannehill. Because at times, Tannehill, you would see he would throw the
game 97 yards.
Huh?
He would throw for 97 yards.
Exactly. And Derrick Henry would have to pick up the slack and get more touchdowns because at times Tannehill, I don't even think that he would throw touchdowns to receivers and tight ends. Usually it'd be Henry who would have to run the touchdowns in. I was looking at the Jaguars and they're going to be definitely a team that's going to surprise some this year because last year, Etienne, who was Lawrence's running mate in college, now he's going to get to play in the NFL. He'd gotten hurt last year. So watching him step up could be very interesting. And he's still at the Texans, but that's not really saying much.
Rex Burkhead. Also, keep in mind, you guys did not mention Doug Peterson is with the Jaguars, so things could change the dynamic in Jacksonville. And, of course, we got DJ Shark, who plays for the Lions, so he's no longer with Jacksonville. Not sure if that it counts a lot. But, yeah, Etienne is healthy this year. All right, so let's move towards the NFC. NFC East, let's start with Joe. We got the Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Commanders. On paper, people are saying the Eagles, but at the end of the day, everyone's saying it's the Cowboys. Joe, your thoughts over this division?
We talked about the Indianapolis debacle in Jacksonville a few minutes ago, and basically that was all on Carson Wentz. They determined that he wasn't that they don't want him on the team anymore. I think there was a lot of reasons that were behind that. But when you have a situation for Carson Wentz where it was a perfect situation for him, he had his favorite coach. It was a great situation for him, and he blew it. And now he's in Washington. I have a feeling, basically, if he doesn't do well, and I don't think he's going to, I think that the Commanders are sunk. They're going to try to win with defense, but I believe Bryant Young is hurt or something like that. So that's not going to help them. I think the Commanders are going to be at the bottom. They're going to fight the Giants for the bottom of the division.
Wow.
The Giants have a new coach and who's supposed to be offensive minded, and that's wonderful.
But whole new staff.
Whole new staff. Well, they still have a whole old quarterback. Daniel Jones ain't it, dude. He's this is it for Daniel Jones. I'm pretty sure the number one thing when Brian Daboll was interviewing was and took the job was he was told, listen, you gotta fix Daniel Jones. Well,
there's no fix.
Yeah, you know what? When you're given chicken scratch, there's not much you could do with it. So so I think the Giants are going to be bad. Hopefully Saquon Barkley can stay healthy and, you know, do something. But yeah, not looking good for the Giants. So it's between the Cowboys and the Eagles. The Cowboys, it looks like they took a step back. They got rid of Amari Cooper. Their offensive line isn't doing so well. Who knows what's going on with the Ezekiel Elliott, but hopefully Dak Prescott is healthy and you have a really good quarterback. So maybe you'll still win. So the Cowboys will be in it. I think they'll win like 7, 8, 9 games, something like that. Maybe make the playoffs. But I think this is the Eagles division. On paper, the Eagles look amazing. And we hear that Jalen Hurts has taken great strides. And now he has A.J. Brown. And they got Jordan Davis in the draft. And they got all these things. On paper, they look great. We'll see if they actually are good. Usually when teams look good on paper and they haven't actually done it, that's a bit of a red flag. But I'm going to say the Eagles are going to win the division.
Eagles win the division. Of course, they got Jalen Reagor. Allen West knows the NFC East in and out. Your thoughts? Does he give the Commanders some optimism? Allen, the floor is yours.
No, I don't. Because even though I'm a lifelong Commanders fan. I'm also a realist, and like they say, hope for the best and prepare for the worst. Unfortunately, that's where we are because, well, I think that Wentz is going to definitely get a shot here. I don't really expect a whole lot from him. I hate to say that, but unfortunately, other than Terry McLaurin, I mean, our running game at times is suspect. Our tight ends have gotten hurt. Our offensive line at times has been patchwork. And I'm just waiting to see how that goes this year because, like Joe had said, Chase Young is out for the first 4 games. It's going to be interesting. I'm thinking if we're lucky, we can get second place. I really don't think that we're going to win this year. I do think it is the tie between the Eagles and the Cowboys. I would say right now the Cowboys have the edge because they have, even though they did lose some pieces, they've been the team that's looked strongest so far. Like we talked about a few weeks ago, Jalen Hurts will be the X factor. And if he does well, the Eagles will go on his shoulders for the playoffs and beyond. And I think the only team that we're going to compete with, Commanders-wise, is the Giants. And I think we will be ahead of them just because the Giants, they're the way that their roster's looking. I think we have more pieces and just because watching how their new coach is going to be for the year.
There you have it. Between the Eagles and Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Kevin, give us some optimism. Maybe you think the Commanders or the Giants can win the division.
Well, that's a race. That's a race to the bottom. That's gonna be a race to the bottom. But I'm taking Dallas. I think Ezekiel gonna have a breakout. Well, not a breakout year, but he's gonna have a really good year. And if he can get it going, then that opens up the offense for that. So I'm taking Dallas. And, you know, they got that beast over there on the other side, on that defensive side, at number 11. He's something else, boy. Good gosh. This dude reminds me of Lawrence Taylor, man. Relentless. So I'm taking Dallas.
Cowboys will win NFC East. I got Dallas winning as well. So we'll see what happens. NFC West, Garoppolo stays in San Francisco. Trey Lance will be the starter, though. Seahawks in a rebuilding mode. They named Geno Smith as the starting quarterback. LA Rams are trying to defend their championship with no Von Miller. And then, of course, you got the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray got a new contract, a massive big contract. Doesn't have to go to study hall. NFC West, who do you got, Joe?
Doesn't have to go to study hall.
There are many mysteries in the world, but one of them is, why what were the Seahawks thinking that they think that Drew Lock or Geno Smith is a who wakes up and says, yes, I will choose Drew Lock or Geno Smith as my quarterback to run my NFL team. Pete Carroll, I don't know what kind of drug laws they have in that state, but something's not right there. Maybe they were trying to snag Jimmy G, which would have made a lot of sense. So anyway, I think the Seahawks are going to suck. I think that they're the bottom of the division. The Cardinals will be next, just because losing DeAndre Hopkins for I believe 6 games, right. I think hurts them a lot. The jury's still not out on Kyler Murray. He does some things, and then he seems to fade at the end of the year every year. So that's a little scary. The 49ers, I think, to me, are fascinating. This is a team that almost went to the Super Bowl last year. And then the big X factor is, what's Trey Lance going to do? Is he going to be good? Is he going to be bad? If he is bad, are they going to just throw in Jimmy G? I don't know. But I think that's a really good team. So I'm really high on the 49ers. And then the Rams, oh boy, that's a question mark. Do they stay on top? Do they stay elite? They basically win because they have stars and scrubs, and their scrubs are good enough and their stars stay healthy. That's walking a tightrope. Assuming that your stars will be healthy all the time. They were healthy last year. Already they're dealing with injuries. Stafford, I believe, has a shoulder injury or something like that. So who knows how he actually is. A little scary. So I'm a little worried about the Rams. I'm going to say the 49ers win this, and the Rams will still be, they'll still make the playoffs, but they'll be a little bit less than last year.
49ers win the division. Kevin, you remember those great 80s 49ers. What's going to happen this year for the NFC West?
They play a really tricky game with this Garoppolo Trey Lance thing. You know, Trey Lance doesn't come out and play, what do you do? That could throw out the chemistry for that team for the whole year. I'm picking San Francisco.
Wow.
Because they got a strong defense. But that right there, with that Trey Lance thing and Garoppolo, it's just like Tua, you know? Tua has to, ain't no choice. He has to step up, period. And if he does it, that's it for the season. Yeah, that's it for the season. It's done. So I'm taking San Francisco. I'm like you, Joe. Kyler Murray, I think the reason why he fades out at the end of the year because of his size, you know? Because of his size and the punishment that these guys take, he's not durable enough, you know, and he'll never be durable enough. I think, you know, he's not going to get any taller. He's not going to get any bigger. So, yeah, I'm taking San Francisco.
It's going to San Francisco.
Oh, forget about it, man.
Seattle's last. So that second spot will probably be the Rams.
Yeah. The Rams will be number two.
And then Cardinals will be third. With no D-Hop. Allen.
Seattle's going to be horrible.
Is Allen going to be optimistic, pick the Seahawks at first place? Your thoughts on the NFC West?
Sadly, no. No, the Seahawks. If the Seahawks somehow would make the playoffs or would win the West, this would be the most magical coaching job of Pete Carroll's entire career, pro or college. The question I have about San Francisco, I'm going to go at a different way than you guys. I'm going to say Lance will start the season, but I think he's going to get injured and Jimmy G is going to go from backup to starter, just because watching Lance in college, he got hurt occasionally at South Dakota or North Dakota State. And so the backups would have to come in and play. So I think that Jimmy G could become the super sub for them. Do I think the 49ers probably will win? Yeah, but I think it's much closer than people think, just because, Joe, I believe you mentioned about Von Miller being at the Rams. You or Santiago mentioned about him.
He used to be with the Rams. Now he's with the Bills.
Buffalo now.
True, but the thing for him, if memory serves, he was traded from the Broncos halfway through the year. he didn't go over there till like December, I want to say.
Correct.
So, I mean, sure, he was a huge acquisition, but he was only with the team not even 4 months.
Right.
So I'm wondering how they're going to replace what he did in that time, but if they have the keys to either win the division or get in the playoffs to make a run. That's what I'm wondering. The Seahawks, unfortunately, they're in trouble, and the Cardinals, I like how Cliff Kingsbury's been able to adapt his high-paced offense in the NFL. It's gone better than a lot of people thought it was going to. But with that being said, I still don't see them being past third in the division.
Allen says it. So who wins it? San Francisco?
I'm going to pick the Rams. But the Rams. I think the 49ers are a very close second. I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
And Garoppolo starts on week six.
Week three.
Sooner than you think.
Kevin, we're a little bit too much running around. Week three. You tag. Bop. You're it.
Let's go towards the North. Green Bay Packers, NFC North. Green Bay Packers with no Davante Adams. Aaron Rodgers will be dealing with new receivers. Minnesota has been Minnesota. Detroit Lions, they got DJ Shark. And, of course, Jared Goff. And then they got Chicago Bears with Justin Fields. Who do you got from the North, Mr. Kevin Tyree?
Who am I taking here? Let me see what I got here. Oh, Green Bay, of course. That's what I'm thinking about. Green Bay.
That's a slam dunk, right?
I tell you, Aaron Rodgers, man, he's just like Brady, man. No receivers, it don't matter. Look at it, go to that spot. And you better be there or you'll be on the bench.
Exactly.
That's the way he commands the team. And his track record is so strong. You can't do nothing but respect that, you know. But I'm taking Green Bay.
Green Bay wins. Alan, NFC North, your thoughts? Chicago, Minnesota, Green Bay, or Detroit? Maybe Detroit's your team. What's going to happen there?
Yeah, not likely. I'm sorry. Detroit will never be my team. And when you look at it on paper, Detroit's barely been anybody's team. The only team that Detroit's ever done anything against is lose on Thanksgiving. That's been the staple of Detroit the past few years. But that being said, Rodgers in Green Bay, I mean, they probably will win the division, but the thing is for him, just how, sure, he, like Kevin says, he has had the success during the regular season, but then during the playoffs, it's either been wild card or championship game, and then something happens, and that's the end of the road for him. The thing for him is if he's going to have enough pieces to make it back to the Super Bowl again, because it's been, I want to say, almost 10 years since he's been back to the Super Bowl. And that Father Time's going to catch up on him. And
eventually,
I don't think that they have the pieces to where, unless they make strides quickly, I can't see them doing much more than maybe make it to the second week of the playoffs. That being said, I would still go for them over the Vikings any day of the week. And the Bears, until we see them do anything, I really can't picture them going above second at most right now. I mean, I hope they do, but the Packers are the team to beat in the division, bar none.
Packers is the division. Does Joe concur, or does he think the Lions can so make it to the top?
People are picking the Lions to maybe even make the playoffs and win some games. Folks, come on. Don't believe everything you see on TV. Just because they were cute on Hard Knocks doesn't mean they're actually going to be good. Lions, they're just one of those teams that are bad every year, like the Jets and the Texans and the Jaguars. You're just... when you lose, you lose. And they're going to lose again. They'll be at the bottom. But they're going to fight the Bears for the bottom of the division. Bears are basically a one-person team. It's Justin Fields and blah. They are rebuilding. And I think Justin Fields is a real deal. I like him. So I but still, he is surrounded by chicken scratch. So we can't. So the Bears aren't going to do anything. Vikings are very interesting. They have a new coach, so maybe they'll open it up a little bit more. I mean, you have Cousins is pretty good. You got Justin Jefferson, which is arguably the best wide receiver in the game, and Dalvin Cook is really good too. If you have a good quarterback, a good wide receiver, and good running back, you're gonna do something on offense. So I think the Vikings are gonna be pretty good, but I think the Packers are just they're gonna stay elite. They got a lot to figure out. You know, it's like you said, Kevin, Rodgers is awesome, and it doesn't really matter what wide receivers you have. He's going to figure out whoever it's going to be. That go-to wide receiver in Green Bay, they're going to figure that out. So at first they're going to struggle a little bit because they're going to take a while to figure this out and how to win. But once they figure it out toward, you know, middle and late of the season, look out for the Packers. So Packers are going to win the division, and just like they always do. And just like someone said, it's a guarantee that the Lions will lose on Thanksgiving. You're having your Thanksgiving meal. You're with the family and you're watching the Lions lose. It's a beautiful thing. It's tradition. Yeah, it's a
good thing. I guess I was going to ask Joe, will the Lions win this year? But he says, no, they're not going to win on Thanksgiving. No, typically, man. Whoever is the opponent will probably win it. Okay. The NFC South Atlanta Falcons got Drew London, got Mariota as quarterback. They got Carolina Panthers with the new quarterback, Baker Mayfield. The Saints, Winston is coming back actually. And then of course you got Tampa Bay Buccaneers, maybe Tom Brady's last dance. Alan, what is your pick for that division? The South of the NFC.
Tampa Bay. Until Brady is not there, they're going to be the team to beat. Sure. They lost Gronk, but they still have a lot of key players there. I'm more curious to see how Leonard Fournette does this year, just because with him coming into camp overweight, how he's been, if they took care of that situation and made that better. The Falcons, I think they're going to be last. I think the Panthers are going to be within
one. Striking distance.
Yeah, well, they're going to be third place most likely, just because with Mayfield and Darnold, even though Mayfield's a starter, I don't think he's going to be the starter the whole year. I think that with how he is, he's probably going to get injured. Then Darnold's going to come in. And I hate to say it, I think that they're going to actually need a quarterback behind both of them to play, because with how both of them have been injury concerns throughout their whole careers, I don't think they're going to make it to the season, either of them. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm going to call that. And for the Saints, I want to see how Jameis does this year. And for Taysom Hill, I want to see if he's going to be, even though Jameis is going to be the starting quarterback, I want to see if they have Hill actually be the quarterback, or if they want him to keep being the hybrid player that he is, just because I worry about him in concussions. So I want to see how that goes, just because they're going to be a great team. But I would go Buccaneers, Saints, Panthers, and Falcons.
Falcons. And will the Saints still be the kryptonite to Tampa?
Oh, yeah.
I would say yes, but I don't think that their kryptonite is going to be as strong this year.
Joe, Superman fan, what's going to happen in this division, NFC South?
I think my order is the same. Yeah, the Falcons are going to be awful. We'll see. I mean, they have a little bit of hope. Like you mentioned, Drake London and Kyle Pitts is exciting, but Marcus Mariota is, he's, come on, what are we doing here, people? So the Falcons are going to stink. The Panthers are fascinating. I'm now that Baker Mayfield is out of the AFC North, I'm actually rooting for him. I think that the way Cleveland did him, they did him dirty. And I'm just they're playing, the Panthers are playing Cleveland week one,
so first game,
super super revenge game. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Which was rumors that he said, like Baker said, he wants to F them up or something. I think that's what he said in practice.
Yes. Yes. Don't worry, Baker. They want to F you up too. So anyway, that's right? going to be a lot of fun. But I think the Panthers are going to be okay because, I mean, Baker Mayfield, he's you know, at his best, he's like a pretty good quarterback. But the key to the Panthers is Christian McCaffrey. If he can stay healthy, yeah. They're going to have a pretty good offense. And so they're going to win some games. They're going to be in that 7-9 game range. The Saints are really interesting too. There's no more Sean Payton, so we'll see. And then we got to see what Jameis Winston is going to do. I like him. I think he'll be okay. But yeah, he is prone to make mistakes. So we'll see what happens there. But New Orleans has a crazy good defense, so that's going to help him a lot.
And you pick Tampa.
I'm picking Tampa, but. Oh boy, I could totally see them falling apart. You know, if you keep betting on something to happen, eventually it's going to happen. And if you keep betting on Tom Brady to be bad, someday it's going to happen. Maybe in the year 2022, maybe in the year 2032 when he's still playing. Yeah. I don't know. But at some point, Brady is going to fall off. So, you know, they're kind of like the Rams. You got a lot of stars that you're counting on to stay healthy, and you just hope they stay healthy. And that's really a dangerous way to be. So, I could see Tampa being good, but I could still see him taking a step back. So I'll say Tampa's going to win.
Tampa Bay hesitantly, but maybe easily. Okay, guys, who? Kevin,
I'm putting New Orleans over Tampa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How they calling you, right? Yeah, you're last. Okay. So you're picking Saints over the.
Right. Yeah, I'm taking the Saints.
You like the Saints, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, sticking with you, who will win the MVP this year?
Aaron Donald.
Nice.
He is a beast, man. We're going to see it. You'll see it tomorrow night.
We'll see it tomorrow. Yeah. Allen West, who will win the MVP this year?
Kevin, as much as I want to go with your pick,
uh-huh.
I still think it's going to be a quarterback. I wonder if Lamar Jackson will become a two-time MVP this year.
That could happen.
Could be.
Okay.
Joe Toscano.
I can go with that.
Who's your prediction for MVP this year?
Mahomes.
Oh, interesting.
I can go with that too.
Remember him? He's still there.
I know, right?
I think he's gonna want to prove. I mean, because Tyreek Hill is talking a little bit and saying, you know, basically Tyreek Hill's doing the love the one you're with thing and saying, I like Tua better than I like with being Mahomes. Yeah, we'll see about that, buddy. But I think Mahomes is going to be fine.
Tua's the greatest quarterback that's ever thrown me the ball. Which player will have the most yards this season? Allen.
Are we talking about quarterback, running back, wide receiver?
Like overall. You can pick anyone.
I'm going to go with. It's a tough one. I'll go with what Kevin's pick earlier. I'll say Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson. Good pick. Kevin, what's your pick? Which player will have the most yards this year?
Taking Derrick Henry. Because he missed nine games last year, he's coming out hungry.
That's true.
Coming out hungry.
I like that.
Toscano, most yards this year.
Either going to be Josh Allen or Justin Herbert.
Ooh, nice.
I think the if it's not Mahomes being the MVP, it's going to be Josh Allen. The Buffalo is just going to be. Buffalo's going to be scary. They're going to be scary good. The only reason that he might not get so many yards is because maybe they'll win so much that they'll try to run it or something like that. But even then, they don't. The only running game is they just run Josh Allen around. So, yeah. But I have a feeling Herbert is going to have a crazy year. The guy's legit.
Favorites, actually, the Bills are favorites to win this year. Which team will be the dark horse, Allen?
A lot to narrow.
The Colts. I think that they will be the dark horse, even if we pick some of them to win. It's just seeing how they interact and how they're able to gel as a team.
Joe, which team will be the dark horses here?
Jaguars.
Could be. Kevin Tyree?
I'm going home team, man.
That's a good prediction.
My Dolphins, baby.
Alan, who's going to the Super Bowl, AFC versus NFC, and who will win it?
I think that it's going to be Tampa Bay.
Wow.
Against... I'll say the Bengals run it back this year. So it'll be Tampa Bay against Cincinnati. And I think that Cincinnati will win.
Cincinnati will win it. Second year's a charm. Joe, who will be going to the Super Bowl and who will win it?
Buffalo against San Francisco. And I'm saying like Buffalo. It. I'm going to say Buffalo's going to win. I think just because the way that the Bills were done dirty last year in the playoffs, the NFL or a higher power or karma or whatever owes them. So the Bills are going to the Super Bowl. And if they lose again, that would be horrible.
That would be bad.
Come on.
I've seen that before.
We've seen that before. We've seen that story before. So,
Kevin Tyree, remember those days? Who's going to the Super Bowl and who will win it?
I had the exact same picks as Joe, man. San Francisco and Buffalo.
I like it.
But I'm taking San Francisco. I'm taking San Francisco to win it.
And
who will be starting as quarterback for the Super Bowl?
Jimmy G.
Joe?
Yeah, it's probably going to be Jimmy G, which is going to be super awkward.
Yeah. Wow, that's going to be
finally, Alan, which team will have the worst record this year?
I'm going to say the Texans.
1-16, is it?
I will say 2-14.
2-14. Joe, worst record. Which team will have the worst record this year?
J-E-T-S, suck.
That's a good call. How many wins and losses?
I think every team that stinks, that race to the bottom will end up with like 4 or 5 wins.
Okay, not too bad. Kevin, which team will have the worst record this season?
Jacksonville.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mean the team I picked to be a surprise? What?
They're garbage, man. They're garbage. I'm telling you. I don't believe in this.
Wait a minute. No. I don't believe in Trevor Lawrence.
No, I don't. I don't think he's all that, to tell you the truth. Prove it to me.
Well, there you have it. That is our prediction. Let's go predict tomorrow's game. Buffalo at the Rams. Kevin, who you got?
I'm taking the Rams, man. Aaron Donald, baby.
Aaron Donald will show. It's MVP season tomorrow.
Bring it tomorrow. Allen gonna put Allen on his butt 2 times tomorrow.
Allen West.
I'm going to pick the Bills. I'm gonna go with the early upset. I mean, Kevin's right. Aaron Donald may get to have a come to Jesus moment a few times with Josh Allen, but I think that they're gonna have enough time to where the pieces are gonna come into play and the Rams are gonna start the year 0-1.
0-1. There you go. And Joe Toscano, Buffalo at the Rams at SoFi.
I talked to a friend of mine that is a big Buffalo Bills fan, and they are going to take over LA. They get this. They are bringing folding tables on the plane to LA. That's how dedicated they are. Bills Mafia is going to take over. Bills are going to win this game. It's going to be like a Buffalo home game.
Buffalo home game.
To it, though.
Looking forward to it. 2-1, Buffalo wins. I'll stick with that predictions. Well, there you have it. We predicted each division team, MVP, the player with the most yards, teams that will be the dark horse, and which team will go to Super Bowl. Guys, say your closing words and your contact information, the best way to reach you online. Let's start with Alan.
All right. Well, been real doing this. Appreciate it. You can find me on Instagram at allen.west.46.
Joe Toscano, the most popular Twitter guy in Pittsburgh. What is the best way to reach you online?
I've been 2-time best Twitter account in Pittsburgh. Hopefully 3rd time. We'll find out in a few weeks. But anyway, I'm Joey Bag of Donuts, V instead of an F. I apologize in advance. I talk too much. I tweet too much. But that's how you find me.
I have been liking your Instagram lately.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on Instagram too.
Okay. Same username, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. And Kevin, you're not much of a Twitter guy or Instagram, but what is the best way to reach you to contact you about real estate in Miami?
Kevin Tyree, 1987 at gmail.com.
There you go. Old school Gmail. Yeah. You can reach us at thesportscast.net, the website, or the Sportscast One. Tomorrow we got Jersey Boys. They'll be predicting NFC East. Of course, they're optimistic about the Giants, but not with Daniel Jones. So we'll hear more about that. But guys, really appreciate you guys coming on tonight. It's going to be a great season. I think this season there's a lot of anticipation. I know last year was normal with the whole COVID thing, but this year be extra normal. And we'll see some teams that want revenge. The Bengals, revenge. Niners, these teams that want to get back to the big game and see what happens. It's anyone. So I don't think there'll be much surprises.
Oh, I think there's going to be lots of surprises. Yeah. I think there's like, unfortunately, there's always lots of injuries. Yeah. So that's going to throw everything, you know, a lot of these teams, they're one injury away from being from torpedoing their season. Unfortunately, we see that every year. So it's just going to be so unpredictable. And it's so great to have football back. I'm so excited.
It's great to be back. Bring on the pigskin. Guys, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast. And this
appreciate you having me.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Joe. And this was your